Christmas may be over, but having to pay bills and put food on the table doesn't stop for many Australians working in the gig economy. These workers, who rely on several casual jobs in, say, hospitality, entertainment, have faced many challenges since the pandemic started due to the lack of job security offered in these roles. Dom Romeo has been involved in entertainment and hospitality jobs for many years, and I asked him how the COVID crisis in the lead-up to Christmas affected him.
So at Christmas time, I usually get a lot of work because I do Santa work, and I don't do shopping centres anymore. I do childcare centres and corporates. And childcare centres used to be really lucrative because, you know, if you've had your working with children check and you've got a good reputation, they want you back. There are people that, you know, contact me in June and say, we want you for Christmas. And a few of those were still around, but some of them just didn't want to do it, didn't want to risk booking a Santa and then having to cancel a Santa because that'd break children's hearts. Some of them I could still do online as Zoom meetings, but there just weren't as many of them. And the thing is, I'm, you know, fool that I am, I work in the entertainment industry where it's boom or bust. So around about November, if I have to, you know, forego some things, it's like, that's all right, I can pay for this, I can pay for that. I'm going to have a lot of money in December when I got all my Santa work, you know. And so,
and that's what didn't happen for you.
Didn't happen for me. And so, you know, some Christmas presents were, let's just say I'm still in the process of delivering them to some family because I just couldn't afford them like I used to. Yeah.
And the other thing you do with your home is you do like a bit of short-term Airbnb stuff.
That's right. That's my other income I didn't have anymore because people aren't traveling if you know, they're worried about catching the Rona. So if you don't have people paying rent in your place that you're still paying the bank off for, then you've got no money to pay your mortgage, you know. So I had to get my mortgage extended and all of that sort of thing.
And when you looked at it, I mean, last year there was various job keepers and job seeker things. I don't know whether were you able to access any of that last year?
No, because all of my jobs are casual or piecemeal. And I work in the entertainment industry. And let's face it, intellectuals and artists aren't the people the government wants to keep well because we're the ones that tell everyone the truth or at least different ways of looking at life, and that makes them vote differently, you know. So the people that are taken care of are your middle Australian tradies and people who all think the same way.
So really there was nothing that you could access that you could see?
No, that's not true.
There was something?
I could access my own super, and it's a good thing I had money in super because I taxed the hell out of that in 2020. I was able to take 10 grand out so I could keep up in all my repayments and my health insurance. And then after June in the new year, I could take out another 10 grand to do that.
But, you know, there's a limit to all that, isn't there? And the end point isn't probably what you'd be wanting to do.
No. Now I've got to work like crazy and squirrel away again. And
yes,
the thing that annoys me is it looked like we were being taken care of, but we weren't being taken care of.
So, I mean, how do you feel about that with having to dig into your super? What do you think the end of this year is going to be like?
Look, I'm trying to be less of a spendthrift. There are Frank Zappa box sets that upon release I used to just own. And now, you know, I can't just buy them straight away. I'm lucky that I have big extended family. I'm never going to go hungry, you know, but I'm going to have to toe the line quite severely and tighten the belt and all of that sort of thing. So, yes, look, I'm comfortable. I feel sorry for the people who went through all of that and don't have family to fall back on.
Is there anything you could recommend to people that you think that are in your situation? What do you think they should do?
Look, I shouldn't go on air saying this, but I think you should vote differently.
Dom Romeo, regular Christmas Santa, speaking with me there.